In order to preface what I'm going to talk about, I just wanted to give you a sense of my stake in the future of the ELO as both a scholar and a practitioner. There are three things that I think I need. The first being a community to whom I can direct questions about teaching, writing, and publishing. The second, a resource for learning about events and works that might be of interest. And third, a collective of advanced career scholars who are active and actively attempting to raise the profile of digital publishing and creative practice so that this work counts, so to speak, down the line when it comes to questions of academic advancement. And I think this group is going to overlap somewhat in our interests and the things that we would like to address. I anticipate seconding the emotions raised, and I already have appreciated the things that have been brought up, so thanks for including me on this panel. If electronic literature is about, as the conference title says, electrifying literature itself, as in hooking up electrodes to the body of language and shocking it from an inert state into action, we have a couple of slight problems in that literature isn't, in fact, dead matter in need of revivification, nor is it a hysterical patient in need of a cure from romantic malaise or erotic repression, if you believe any of those things in fact exist. But more importantly, perhaps, given this professed position as electrifiers of literature, and with the literary world at large currently concerned about the potential and often reported death of books, why isn't the Electronic Literature Organization, whose title conjures up images of words that wear microchips and 8-bit text packed from various electronic screens, spearheading the conversation about where literature is headed? If Google is hiring people like Aaron Koblin to do all kinds of great data visualization projects and collaborative database projects, why aren't we part of that conversation? And why aren't these practitioners, whose work does rely on language, although they may not actually position themselves as working in a literary mode, why aren't they taking part in our conversation? Are there any talks being presented here over the next few days, and there may very well be, that treat this type of large database work that's happening right now in the design world as a form of electronic literature? And if so, how can we continue to bridge these worlds? My sense is that this is a time when the creative and critical expertise of the group here assembled, and those who could not be with us today, there's a real opportunity to stake out a space in the terrain of the future of books, which is a very hot topic, as Jessica Pressman notified us in her great talk about bookishness earlier today. We might consider some collective opportunities to advance this organization's image and make our members central to this ongoing conversation. If ELO's mission is to draw attention to exciting and thought-provoking works of new media writing, through initiatives like the Electronic Literature Collection and the Database Online, what can we do to stimulate the creation of cutting-edge work that will both represent this institution as a whole and benefit the writers and artists involved? I think that supporting the creation of aesthetically interesting and intellectually engaging work would be a vital step in ELO's future growth. And I see this being achieved in several ways. First, through the creation of a major prize to recognize work that is at the forefront of electronic literature and that has broad appeal. So last year, the New Media Writing Prize was inaugurated in England. I think that an equivalent stateside prize would be a great way of setting up the ELO as an arbiter of taste when it comes to digital literature and digital writing. I think it's wonderful that at this year's conference, the organizers gave a jury prize to some members of the exhibition, and it would be wonderful to see additional attempts to bridge outward from our usual group of participants, and potentially in attracting a larger applicant base for such a prize, we would also be building the potential community of the Electronic Literature Organization. So the two things that I think that this could achieve would be providing inspiration for us all by exposing us to fantastic work that is out there. And an additional effect would be setting up the ELO as a kind of tastemaker figure. Second, another way of establishing the organization's reputation in the field would be through centralized resources that bring electronic literature in front of a larger community, potentially through a web-based journal that serves as a go-to source for influence and inspiration within the electronic literature community, but also beyond. My model for such endeavors are Jacket 2, the reboot of Jacket Magazine, and the Poetry Foundation's Harriet blog, which are extremely active sites and that provide kind of one-stop shopping for when you want to know what's the hot new thing, what's being talked about right now. It's quite possible that the redesign of the Yellow website will serve this purpose. That remains to be seen. Third, I think that the ELO could encourage collaboration and knowledge acquisition by practitioners by funding week-long or multi-day workshops at host institutions across the country, in which area writers, coders, artists, and designers get together to share knowledge and produce a single group-authored work. I imagine a potential host would apply to the ELO for funds to put on an event like this, suggesting who might be involved, and then as thanks for the funding to do so, would then offer a follow-up blog post or a follow-up a report on the events of said activity. I think that it would be sort of like a jam session meets a hackathon, and in terms of the benefit to those involved, it would be knowledge acquisition, connection within the community, and potentially the opportunity to either fail big or create a work of interesting electronic literature and broaden the database. Of course, here we have the Ulipo, gathered at the home of François Le Lyonnais. So these ideas that I've just laid out are based on models established by other organizations. They may be misguided, but there are things that occur to me as potential avenues for boosting the reputation of the ELO, which I think deserves to take part in this larger conversation that's happening, and that if it's in our name, it should be the thing that people, we should be the people that other people are looking toward for answers to these questions. I think that by supporting and promoting excellent work and boosting its public presence, the ELO can continue to fulfill its mission to, quote, foster and promote the reading, writing, teaching, and understanding of literature as it develops and persists in a changing digital environment. Thanks for your time.